My name is Stephen Kwasny, and I'm running to be Ann Arbor's next House of Representatives member. Can I get a moment of your time? Yes? Thank you. I do not know if you read the newspapers or not lately, but I'm the first Democratic candidate in state history to refuse all political donations for two reasons. One, there's way too much money in our political system, and two, in the era of Citizens United, it's the only way to ensure our voice is not for sale. If you know anything about Lansing, we're number one in dark money, we're last in transparency nationwide. When we have this combination in our legislative body, you begin to understand why continuous tragedies happen all over our state. To be clear, I'm not calling out any one legislator for being evil. The current broken system encourages these actions, and we need to reform our campaign finance laws. I do not claim to be Superman or that I can solve all the world's problems. I only want to be accountable to us, our community. I truly believe I would only work for you, and so what do you want to see changed in Lansing? And that's my grassroots message I tirelessly advocate in our community with many volunteers. We have great conversations that inspire individuals, involve people, and zero in on what our community truly wants. Here's some examples of common conversations. Yes, I understand you do not like the governor. We're stuck with him for another 2 years. Is there anything else you'd like to see changed? Yes, I am running to be your representative. Believe it or not, I'm the oldest candidate in the race. I'm almost 30. I know my face is useful. It's because I handle stress well. Oh, all the endorsements against me. Nearly all of them were issued before I announced. Actually, most of them were given to my opponent when he announced in September. Many of our neighbors respect the fact that I stand up for myself to face great challenges. Everything happens for a reason. People vote, and we definitely don't want anyone's money. How will people know about your campaign? Well, we take our grassroots activism seriously. We do not send you TV ads. We do not send you junk mail. We won't ask you for a dime. We will ask you for your opinion and as many others as humanly possible. I'm confident we'll get our anti-corruption message across. I personally have knocked on more doors than my opponent's paid campaign staff. And well, that's at least what they're publicly reporting. Why are you running? This election season's crazy. 20 years from now, I'm going to have a hard time to explain it. All I want us to do is hold a piece of the good coming out of this mess and how we scaled campaigns back to reason. I've always been a leader in progressive beliefs. When I see something wrong, I take action. For 8 months, my opponent laid out no platform for state office. The campaign they ran was functioning. They held many fundraisers and attained many endorsements. But no information for the public to view? A top Lansing news agency listed my opponent's website as an ActBlue account for months. ActBlue is the digital fundraising arm, which is in every political email you hate. All this combined contributes to why our state is number one in dark money and last in transparency. Remember, actions always speak louder than words. Recently, it was reported my opponent has outraised me well over 100-1 and is organizing more fundraisers. On the bright side, at least my campaign won't be outclassed. We'll hold true to our values and never back down for a challenge. Vote for me because I'm the most persistent, honorable, and caring candidate. With that being said, I give you an election, Ann Arbor. It's on August 2nd, and it's your decision. Thank you for WEMU for putting on the civil service message, and Google Stephen Kwasny, Kwasny, for more information.